Good morning. I've said more words already this morning than I do on most Sunday mornings, so. Oh. This has been a great week watching these kids go through confirmation camp. And as Pastor Jerry said, he didn't get to teach them. He gave me the privilege of teaching them. And I would like to tell you guys that I am very proud of you. See, that's why I love them. They're awesome. These kids are great, and I am so happy to be used as part of their confirmation, bringing them into the fullness of our congregation. Thank you, guys. And Pastor Jerry gave me the opportunity to do the sermon for Confirmation Sunday. And he said, you know, find a text that you think will tie in pretty good. So I looked at the pericope. And I know it's not a text that you would normally see for a Confirmation Sunday, but immediately after I read it, I felt that this was a very good text for Confirmation Sunday. Our text comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Read as follows in the name of our Lord. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to the land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes that caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man, out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them. For they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Amen. Please be seated. I know you guys know this. This confirmation, this Holy Communion that you are about to partake of, is a washing. It is a cleansing. It is due in remembrance of our Lord. This man who was possessed by the devils was washed. He was made clean. Legion. He was possessed by many, many devils. All Jesus had to do was tell them to leave him, and they left. That is the power of your Lord. He has power over sin, death, and the devil. This is what you are partakers of now. You are being confirmed into that faith. That faith which you have believed for a long time. This man had no idea what to do now. Jesus simply told him to be free of the devils, and he was free. He was washed clean. The only thing he could think to do was go with Jesus. But Jesus gave him another command. Go and tell what God has done for you. And that is what I'm going to ask you guys to do. These great gifts that you have been given by our Lord and Savior. You are given the opportunity now to go and show them to everyone around you. I know a lot of people, myself included, after confirmation, thought we were done. After confirmation, I think I went to church 3 times until I was 19. 2 funerals and a wedding. I thought I was done. But you are given a command to go and tell the things that God has done for you. It's pretty simple. You just did it about 10 minutes ago. Probably don't want to go and try to recite it all to somebody else, but you might think you're a little strange. But I know that we all know this. The best way, the absolute best way to show the love of Christ is to love. That is how we tell what God has done for us. We love unconditionally. Sometimes there will be issues. We'll have people that we have a hard time with. But we love. You know, best example I can think of. It's Father's Day, so I'll bring them in. Your fathers love you, but sometimes they get angry. It is out of love. That is what we are called to do. We are called to bring everyone that we know to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Very simple, but very hard. You guys are a little bit dazed here. I'll give you the best knowledge that I have. You may think that I have done a lot of stuff. I've been here teaching you for 2 years, gone through confirmation. But I can tell you very honestly that it is not me. The only way that I have done anything is through God. So you don't need to be afraid about going out and spreading the love. Because He'll do it for you. As long as you let Him. So you are washed clean. You are free of sin. You are wearing a white robe. You guys are clean. Nothing you have done is a stain on you. Very simple to remember. Jesus Christ has died for each and every one of us. He has washed those sins away from us. So go and show the great things that God has done for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.